This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. Monday marked the deadline for Montana's candidates for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives to report their fundraising and spending numbers for the first 3 months of 2024. Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester raised $8 million for the first 3 months of 2024, which his campaign said was a record for the first quarter for an election year in Montana. That brings his total raise so far to $33.2 million. The Joint Fundraising Committee Tester Victory Fund, which also includes the Montana Democratic Party and Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, brought in $1.5 million. Tim Sheehy, Tester's likely Republican opponent in November, raised $3 million, including a $500,000 loan he gave his campaign. He now has loaned himself $1.4 million of the $8.4 million in donations he's received during the course of his campaign. Sheehy spent about $2.4 million during the quarter, started April with $1.9 million in cash on hand. Two joint fundraising committees aligned with Sheehy and the National Republican Senatorial Committee brought in about $670,000. Sheehy's lone Republican challenger, former Public Service Commissioner Brad Johnson, raised $16,500, but most of that came from a $15,000 loan he made to the campaign. In the second congressional district race for Republican Matt Rosendale's open seat, three Republican candidates each loaned their campaigns enough money to get above the $300,000 mark. State Auditor Troy Downing outraised his opponents during the first quarter of 2024. He brought in $602,000, including a $200,000 loan to his campaign. Downing has now loaned his campaign $350,000 of the roughly $950,000 his campaign has spent. Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnold reported $546,000, but $450,000 came from a loan that she gave her campaign. She has loaned her campaign $700,000 and has brought in less than $100,000 outside of the loans. Former Congressman Denny Rehberg gave his campaign $300,000 and brought in $78,000. He reported spending only $7,300. Ryan Zinke, the incumbent Republican running in Montana's 1st Congressional District, raised $1.4 million in the first quarter of 2024. Super PACs and fundraising committees tied to Zinke also raised more than $19 million. Republican primary challenger Mary Todd loaned her campaign $71,000 and raised only $3,000 of outside contributions. Monica Trennell, the Democratic lawmaker running for the seat, raised more than $742,000. She spent about $28,000 since January. Montana's primary election is scheduled for June 4th. A new legislative audit report released Monday tells lawmakers it's unclear if inmates with the Montana Department of Corrections are receiving much education or instruction because the data and record keeping within the agency is either non-existent or so incomplete that it is nearly impossible for auditors to perform their tasks. Some of the programs offered through the Department of Corrections seem to do little for inmates who face reentry into a market hungry for employees, and those same inmates gain little in terms of practical skills. Statistics provided to the auditors show that when inmates are put in educational or vocational programs, their chances of reoffending drop significantly. A deeper look into the problem with the data reveals that the information about an inmate's work history or education could be in as many as 6 different software programs and servers. The estates of Thomas Wells and his second victim accused the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad and its corporate predecessors in a lawsuit of polluting Libby, Montana with asbestos-contaminated vermiculite from a nearby mine. It was transported through the town's rail yard and in boxcars for much of the last 100 years. BNSF attorneys have denied the claims. They've said the railroad was not aware that the shipments were contaminated. The W.R. Grace and Company mine that operated on a mountaintop outside Libby produced contaminated vermiculite that health officials say has sickened more than 300,000 people and led to several hundred deaths. Mine operator W.R. Grace repeatedly told the railroad's corporate predecessors that the product it was shipping through Libby was safe. That's according to BNSF attorney Chad Knight. Local officials also believe the vermiculite was safe and the railroad couldn't legally reject the load. Quote, "You have to go back and look at what information there was at the time," Knight told jurors during the opening statements. Quote, "The materials coming from the mine were being used all over town. No one suspected there was anything unsafe about the products." Wyoming officials euthanized a grizzly bear on April 14th after confirming it was responsible for killing cattle on a private land south of Ten Sheep. That's way outside what's considered traditional grizzly bear habitat. Quote, "The Bighorn Mountain Range is not suitable habitat, and the department is not interested in allowing grizzly bears to occupy the area." That's according to Brian Nesvik, Game and Fish Director. Quote, "Their expansion into unsuitable habitat leads to increased conflict potential between bears and humans, which impedes the success of grizzly bear conservation." The subadult male bear was euthanized after consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The bear's location in the Bighorn Basin is more than 80 miles from the eastern boundary of what is known as the demographic monitoring area. That's the area considered biologically and sociologically suitable for grizzly bears. While a Montana law remains suspended in federal court, the United States Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower court decisions. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put into place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under 18. Under the court's order, the 2 transgender teens who sued to challenge the law will still be able to obtain care. Opponents of the law said it will likely increase suicide rates among teens. The law's backers have said it is necessary to protect children from medical or surgical treatments for gender dysphoria, although there's little indication that gender-affirming surgeries are being performed in Idaho. Gender-affirming care for youth is supported by every major medical organization, including the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American Psychiatric Association. Medical professionals define gender dysphoria as severe psychological distress experienced by those whose gender identity differs from the sex assigned at birth. At least 23 states have enacted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors, and most of those states, including Montana, face lawsuits. Federal judge has struck down Arkansas's ban as unconstitutional. Montana's ban is also temporarily on hold. And an elephant was running loose on Harrison Avenue in Butte after it temporarily escaped from a traveling circus that's in town. Butte Civic Center manager Bill Melvin says an elephant temporarily got loose from the Jordan World Circus that's in town at the Civic Center. Melvin said the elephant's handlers were washing the female elephant outside the Civic Center when a passing vehicle backfired and spooked the animal. The elephant ran across Harrison Avenue with a handler in pursuit. The spooked animal was soon safely corralled back at the Civic Center without injury, according to Melvin. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, and 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.